is a real necessary step to be able to eventually compose these kind of sounds that I use. So I think that was one important moment.
Perhaps the flip side of the Canadian question is, what inspired you to move to Germany?
Well, I think after a few years in Toronto, I began to become quite disillusioned with the city. It's really not my favorite city, I have to say, although I do love the people there, partly because it's such a money-oriented city, and maybe it was partly the stress of the city and various other factors, which led me to think that it was perhaps a good moment to try something different. And one of my colleagues in Array Music told me about a residency in Stuttgart, Germany, which he suggested that I should apply for, and so I did. As it happens, the juror that year was Christian Wolf, and Christian Wolf chose me along with my colleague and friend Jogo Slavnic and various other people from other lands, but we were the two Canadians who were invited, and so I had the opportunity to go and spend a year or a year and a half living in Germany, in Stuttgart, in this wonderful residency. And so that was the beginning of my time here. And it was also a moment where I had sort of decided that although I did enjoy playing contemporary music on my violin, I was less and less interested in being an interpreter of all sorts of repertoire, and I was becoming more and more focused on what I like to play, including my own music and some works which I recorded, James Tenney of Morton Feldman, and gradually playing less and less repertoire of others, which is just in a way a matter of time. One cannot do everything. But in any case, after spending a couple of years in Stuttgart, some things intervened in my life, which made me decide to actually try being based somewhere else. I was thinking about where to come back to in Canada, and I didn't have a good answer. And then in 1998, through a kind of very sad circumstance, both of my parents died in a very short time, and I was left kind of without a strong family connection, because my brother was already actually living in Berlin and my sister was in New York. So I kind of considered the options, and I thought I would go and join my brother who was in Berlin, and that was how it started. And since then, Berlin has transformed wonderfully and is really a great place to be an artist. As many people know, it really attracts people from the whole world right now. And so I've ended up staying here and found it to be a great base. But I still keep quite a connection with Canada. I mean, I will be back in Banff at the end of January, presenting my music and working with the Afiara Quartet, and then coming out to Victoria for a workshop in the last days of January, where I'll be giving some guest lectures and also working with the musicians of the Lafayette Quartet, I hope. So definitely the Canadian connection always keeps coming back.
And well, I hope you feel absolutely welcome to drop by our studio at CITR in Vancouver anytime. Mark, I wanted to thank you for so graciously agreeing to talk with us and sharing your music.
Thank you.
And I wanted to mention that Mark makes many of his works and his scores available online. If you're interested in finding out more about Mark's music, please visit plainsound.org. That's plain, P-L-A-I-N. Thank you. This has been a pre-recorded broadcast with Mark Sabat as our guest for 4:33, program dedicated to new music on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Please stay tuned for Black Vinyl Project with guest live performances as part of the 24 Hours of Student Power. It should be exciting. There's a whole bunch of people in the studio right now. They're just waiting to get on air. I hope you stayed tuned, and I hope you enjoyed the show.
going to be around my vegetables. I'm going to chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so bad.
Do you need someone to talk to? If you are seeking a listener who is non-judgmental, confidential, and familiar with resources, then a Speakeasy volunteer might be able to help you. AMS Speakeasy is a peer support service located in the North Concourse of the Sub. If you would like to speak to someone, come to the desk and tell a volunteer, or ring the doorbell located behind the desk.
For the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us, tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for
Pacific Pickin'
with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on
CITR
101.9 in Vancouver.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
Welcome to CITR 101.9, and we are back with more student programming. Here with us, we've got the Blank Vinyl Project, and we have some members here today. We have a representative, the president of the club, I believe, Dimitri.
Yep. Hey, how's it going?
We've got some guest live performers who are from the club, and one of them is here. Her name is Anne, the lovely Anne, with her acoustic guitar in hand. And we've also got another CITR fellow member here named Cole, who is going to be facilitating the conversation, but I think we're going to have no troubles with a great, inspiring cast of people. We're ready to go. So, first things first, I guess, Cole, do you want to ask Dimitri, what's the deal with Blank Vinyl Project? What are they all about?
Yeah, sure. Thanks a lot. Yeah, hi, this is Cole Goodwin speaking. I have the pleasure right now of being with the president, Demetrius, the president of BVP, Blank Vinyl Project. So what's it like being the president of the music community of UBC, a.k.a. the biggest campus in Canada?
You know what? It's a lot of fun. It really is quite inspiring to work with some really talented student musicians, especially when you know that they do just as much as you do with school, and they have papers and reports and midterms, and then they just go and rock shows, and it's a lot of fun just to be able to hang out with them and, you know, manage them and do all that with them. It's fun.
Cool. Who would you say your aspiration is? Like, what led you to become the president for this?
You know what? It was actually the founder, Ben Chen. And as cheesy as that sounds, he's in a lot of ways my mentor and how I kind of got into it. He started up the record label when it first started 3 years ago. And then I came in that September, so like 3 or 4 months into when it had started, and brought the community aspect into it. And then we kind of went from there. He was definitely the person that inspired me to do it. He's also a business student, so we have a lot of classes together, and just seeing what he did was a lot of fun, and I knew that I wanted to do the same thing.
Okay, cool, yeah. Would you mind elaborating on what exactly Blank Vinyl Project is and what your next upcoming project is for everyone to get excited for?
Yeah, absolutely. So basically what we do is we are the music community on campus. We did shape ourselves a lot over the last 3 years. We started as a record label, then I added the community aspect to it. And then when I took over this year, I actually dropped the whole featured artist idea just because it was limiting who we could help on campus. And our whole purpose is just to help out musicians on campus, whether it be small scale in that we have, you know, people like Anne who come up through the community and, you know, play open mics with us and come to jam sessions and stuff like that, or larger scale, like people like Rebel on a Mountain, who we'll hear from later, who, you know, we organize shows with, EP albums, music videos, live recording, stuff like that. And so we really just want to be that music community on campus that people know, like, if I want to get involved in something musical on campus, BVP is the place to go.
Great. That sounds great. So Rebel on a Mountain, so what kind of music do they play? And I'm under the understanding that they released a new EP. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so Rebel on a Mountain is a really great indie folk band, but I think you'll find that doesn't even begin to describe their style. They're really interesting, and they're great musicians. They do have an EP coming up. They actually just released it officially last week, and we're going to be doing an official EP release party coming up in January, and they're also going to be playing Kerner's Pub on the 7th, so that's something to look forward to. We're going to actually be doing, BVP is going to be collaborating with Kerner's to do live music nights on Tuesdays, so that 7th is the first night that we're going to do, and Rebel on Mountain's going to kick it off. So that'll be a lot of fun, for
cool.
sure.
Cool, January 7th?
January
and
7th,
where
yeah.
is that again?
Kerner's Pub.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Yeah.
So can you explain a little bit about Anne Wyruff?
Yeah, absolutely. So Anne's here today. Maybe if she wants to talk a little bit about BVP TV. It's basically one of the events that we just kicked off this semester. And the idea is to get community members a little bit more involved and, you know, kind of to bring out members that are a little bit more interested in what we do. So Anne's a great example. Basically what we had is Anne come in to the Red Bull offices in Yale Town. Red Bull's a huge help for us and sponsors us with some events. They put on events with us and for us and help us use their spaces and stuff like that. So we had Anne come in, and she had an original song that she wanted to record. And so we did live recording with her and video. And so coming up in the new year, basically what we're going to be doing is releasing some of these tracks. We have Anne and 10 other community members as well. And it's just going to be live video and live sound from their performances, which is quite cool. And we're hopefully going to be doing it every semester. So if any of the other community members wanted to sign up and come in, basically we just do live recordings for them and video.
That's great. One of the most impressive things I heard is that, you know, you have Red Bull as a sponsor and they really help you guys out a lot. Mm-hmm. That's a very strong sponsor to have. Mm-hmm. You know, I know of others that are sponsored by it and they are the best of the best at what they do. So that's very admirable of you. Good job. Yeah. And what's your favorite part about being the president?
You know what? What I said earlier on in the interview, definitely just being able to hang out with the people that we work with. It's so much fun, whether it be Rebel on a Mountain, people like Anne, or any of our other artists. We work with the Mouths, who are a big punk band on campus. Any of the people that we work with, they're inspiring musicians, and they're students as well, which makes it that much more inspiring. Just being able to hang out with them, grab drinks with them, it's a lot of fun.
Great. Did you know the other members of Blank Vinyl Project before you were president?
I mean, the team that Ben had when I came in, I didn't know them, but most of our team right now, I mean, the majority of us are good friends. We're people that we hang out with regardless of Blank Vinyl Project. And then some of the people that we've brought on through like new hires and stuff like that, we slowly assimilate them into our friend group.
That's great. Yeah, it's so important to get along with. Yeah. With, right? Yeah. And so Anne, we have Anne here. Would you like to say a few words?
Of course. Today I'm going to be playing a song that I actually did with the video with with BBP, and it's called Rainy Day, and it's a song that I wrote about one of my really good friends. And I don't know if she's listening right now, but hopefully she is, and I hope you all enjoy it. So.
Okay.
Yeah. To start whenever?
Yep, you can go for it.
All right. Like a rainy day, the kind of day you just want to stay in bed. Pull the covers over your face, close your eyes tightly, shut them. Imagine on a rainy day that you were stuck inside a satin jail. But how about you break away? Break away. Got to be so sad. I know that you can get it through this. It's just a rainy day. there's always tomorrow. 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 After a rainy day, the sun will continue to shine. Shine so bright through the clouds. Woo.
That was fantastic, Anne.
Wow. Thank
you. Yeah. Good for you.
Wow. I think we just need a moment of collecting our breaths and getting our lives back into focus. Wow, Anne, that was amazing. I like zoned out into another world, and oh, that was just beautiful.
Great message.
Oh, thank you so much.
And to be honest, I mean, again, you asked me why I love doing this, and I mean, things like this is exactly why I love doing this. You know, just seeing Anne come in, and she's just one of our community members, and play and have fun with it. It's great. It's why we do it.
Very rewarding.
Yeah,
so to
totally.
Speak, yeah.
Awesome. Well, you know what? We're going to take a little break, but we'll be right back with more BVP, and another live performance is on its way. So, guys, stay tuned. And Dimitri, did you want to play a song or something from BVP while we come, you know, while we wait and get set up?
Yeah, absolutely. So just on the topic of BVP TV, like I said, we did those live recordings. We had another one of our community members. He was actually our first community member ever, Michael Elder. He came in with his band, The Speechless Radio, and did live recording and video at the Red Bull offices. So I'll just play just the audio from that day, if that's cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. Just a moment.
Yeah.
If I stepped outside right now, where would I go? So cold out. If I stepped outside right now, where would I go? 'Cause if I stay inside, I can't escape your words. Can't dodge the things you'll throw. Stay inside, can't escape your words. You call me worthless and pathetic. Pick me up, say you regret it, but still I'm starting to believe in you. For a moment there's some peace inside ourselves, bounced on this mound of pain. There's some peace inside ourselves. I fuck up once and now it's pushed off of its place. Comes crashing down at me, and now it's pushed off of its place. Say I'm nothing but a traitor. Take it back just minutes later. But still I'm starting to believe in you. Starting to move. I'm starting to believe in you.
All right, welcome back, everybody. We are going to be just having a little Q&A with Anne over here. So, Cole, you can feel free to ask Anne.
Thank you.
Your burning questions.
Yeah, Anne, I really enjoyed your lyrics. I personally got a very strong message out of that. So, what your message out of it was, like, there's always tomorrow, even if it's a really rainy day, even if it's
exactly.
a gloomy, stormy yeah. day, there's always tomorrow. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Well, I guess just sometimes, you know, it's just not a good day and nothing's going right, and you do just want to curl up in bed and think, you know, is it going to be like this tomorrow? And I just feel like there is always a light on the other side, and the sun always does come up the next day. And that's why I wanted to start in the beginning of the song with more of the sad feeling, and then towards the end it did come to there will be another day, the sun will come out tomorrow kind of feeling. And I've definitely felt like that. I've gotten that feeling in a lot of songs that I've heard. One of my biggest inspirations is Jack Johnson. And so I definitely feel like I get that from a lot of his music, and I think that that kind of lived through my lyrics, so.
Good for you, yeah. And did you write all these lyrics yourself?
Yes, I did.
Good.
Yes, I did. You know, actually, I was babysitting a kid, and he helped me with a little bit of it once. Yeah. So I'm going to give credit to him. He helped me with that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good for you. Who helped you learn how to play guitar? Did you have a teacher?
No, I didn't. Guitar, I actually started teaching myself guitar about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And it was just something that was always on my to-do list. It's like, I really want to learn how to do that. And because music's always been really dear to my heart. And so I just started teaching myself through chords online, through YouTube videos. They're quite magical. Like, they can teach you anything. So just picking songs that I really enjoy and then learning how to play it and picking up chords and just adding kind of my vocabulary of chords. And yeah.
So you taught yourself how to learn to play guitar, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, you do yourself without a teacher.
Yeah.
Wow, impressive. Now, about back to your lyrics. Can you relate those to maybe like a past experience of some kind that drove
you? A past experience.
Like just having a bad day and then.
Yeah, I mean, I saw them more as a really general thing. It was actually for the song was written for one of my really good friends who was going through a really rough time. She was going through some depression, mm-hmm. and so I kind of wrote it. She inspired me through the lyrics, so
great. Yeah. Great. So lots of real value that came out of the lyrics as well.
Yeah,
good
yeah.
for you. Okay, well, thank you very much, Anne. That's Anne Raiwo. She's a community artist with BVP. Thank you very much for being on our show. We will
much.
Be happy to have you again.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
All right, and now we got Dimitri here, who's going to tell us about another exciting new band, straight out of BVP again.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so, I mean, the two major projects that we're working on right now are The Mouths and Rebel on Mountain, and we're going to hear a little bit of both of them. So The Mouths right now are a really awesome punk band on campus right now. They're all students, and they have, like... I mean, they would probably kill me for giving them this description, but this is how I think of them.
Yeah.
They're like, it's like mixing the Ramones and Queens of the Stone Age. And, like, it's so solid, and they're such a great band. They did an EP release party with The Calendar at Fortune Sound Club, and we're actually doing a music video for them of their single Bad Idea. And so if you guys don't mind, I probably just really quickly play that song.
Go for it.
It's pretty heavy hitting. It's a great song.
I'd be more than happy to hear it.
Let's do it.
All right.
Not on this one for...
Hey, guys. Hello. All right. So we've got another awesome band. Just, you know, CITR is just kicking butt today because we got the Blank Vinyl Project bringing another band here. And you guys are called Rebel on a Mountain, I believe, right?
That's correct.
That's totally correct.
All right, look, just introduce yourselves a bit.
Well, my name's Chris. I play lead guitar, bass, drum.
Yeah, and my name's Christian, so really confusing names there. I have lead vocals and guitar as well.
Awesome, awesome. And what can you describe about your band? Like, just to prepare, brace the listeners before they hear, what should they expect?
Generally, I would say that it's pretty high energy live, but today we brought two acoustics in, so we're going to make it a little bit chill. But
okay,
we thought we'd do some songs that are normally very high energy, kind of folk-oriented stuff, and make them low-oriented energy.
Yeah, bring it down a bit. So.
That's interesting. Do you want to get right into it then?
Let's do it.
What's your first song that you're going to be playing?
So this first one we're doing is actually a new song that's not on anything yet. We just released an EP. It's not on there, actually.
Oh, wow. So is this an exclusive? Exclusive.
It's it's basically an exclusive.
PvP exclusive.
It's also an exclusive acoustic version as well.
There you go.
Typically, I play electric in this song. Yeah. So
this song doesn't really have a finalized name yet, but right now the working title is Shakes.
All right, whenever you're ready, guys.
As your body shakes, I know where she goes. When she walks west, it's when I roll up my sleeves and the faucets. Well, he came to you hide on my chest, and you can fall to your death. As your body shakes, we show that pointless. There's nothing due to you, 'cause you can fall down and stare. And they heighten and they close up the walls in your bed. It's when I roll up my sleeves, my sleeves. I thought lungs shouldn't breathe, 'cause I thought lungs shouldn't breathe, 'cause I thought lungs should breathe, 'cause I thought lungs should breathe. As your body shakes, we show that pointless. There's nothing due to you, and you can fall down instead. Yeah, instead.
Oh my. something. Yeah, that deserves an on-air applause. Yes. Wow. So to remind the folks out there, what was that song again? The brilliant.
That's a song called "Shakes."
Shakes. Oh man, that made me shake in my veins and my bones, in every part of my body, in all kinds of ways. Guys, that was awesome.
Thank you.
And you said that was chilled out, but it still had a lot of energy, I would say. At least, that's my personal opinion. That was intense.
I guess I kind of we're looking at how it sounds live and then trying to compare it to what we just did, and I still think there's a pretty significant difference. We just played two live gigs, actually, one on Sunday, one last Thursday, where I think we really emphasized how big it can sound.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you ever want to hear it, you should come out.
Yeah, definitely join us. You can check us out on www.rebelonamountain.com for all our social media. And we also stream our EP, and you can buy it for $5, so you should check that out.
Cool, okay. So, Christian, you're from Denmark, am I right?
That's totally
cool. I really liked your vocals. I liked how there was lots of passion in your voice.
Good, thank you.
Who taught you how to sing? Did you teach yourself how to sing?
I guess so. I mean, a lot of people, they're always, you know, fixated on, do you take vocal lessons and all this, but...
He learned it on Mount Olympus, I think.
On Mount Olympus, yeah.
Cool, and how do both of you guys know each other, Chris and Christian?
Through coffee, actually, which is kind of the funny thing. I work in a cafe, and I used to work at Great Dane here on the campus, and Christian and I met there, and we started writing music, like, almost immediately, and that was just over a year ago.
Good for you. And Chris, where are you from?
I'm from Prince Edward Island.
Oh, good for you. I've been there. Yeah, nice.
Yeah, good for me.
Good. What age did you start singing?
I guess I've been singing since I was 12 or 11. Well, that's when I really started to try to put it into songs and whatnot. So yeah, it's probably been close to 10 years.
Good for you. And Chris, what age did you start playing guitar?
I started probably 14 or 15 or so, which is kind of a funny thing because I've been a drummer a lot longer than a guitarist, so this whole thing seems really new to me.
A man of multiple talents. I like that. Cool.
It used to be a pipe band.
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe not talk about that.
When I was listening to you guys go, it reminded me of the band Oasis a lot.
Really?
Only even a little better. Yeah,
really?
Because I'm serious. I feel like you guys had more passion in your voice than Oasis, but you reminded me a lot of their tune, and I'm a huge fan of Oasis, so
cool.
it's a really good sign.
No, that's awesome. Very great to hear. That's a comparison we've never heard before. So
sorry,
it's always,
Oasis.
Always good to have new comments. It's fantastic.
Specifically, what it reminded me of was their song Stop Crying Your Heart Out, right? That's what came into my head, right?
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you guys sound easily as good as any mainstream stuff, for sure.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yeah, no worries. Who is your guys' main inspiration?
Oh boy, there's a whole bunch of people, but originally we talked a lot about like bands like Hey Rosetta. We're also like hugely inspired by people like locally. Aiden Knight is really awesome. We've played some shows with like Good for Grapes and that sort of thing. So I think everyone, like small and large, really inspires us. So
cool, good for you. Did you guys write the lyrics yourself?
Yeah, Christian's the lyricist, actually.
Yeah.
Good stuff, eh?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you wrote those all yourself, Christian?
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, good. Nice.
ESL, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Okay, so how long have you guys known each other for, then?
Well, we just met, like, the summer before last, and we live together now, actually, which is funny. We've known each other. We moved in together. We hadn't even known each other a year. And we know that we have to make this work. So
now it's a forced musical bonding.
Yeah, it's true. We practice harmonies when we do dishes.
Oh, yeah, nice, good. So you guys' EP is out now for $5?
It's very true.
Is it on iTunes?
Not quite yet.
Okay.
Soon to be, hopefully.
Within the next week or so. Like, we have it to a distributor, so soon it'll be iTunes, Amazon.
RDO.
Even RDO, you can look us up and stream it for free. But Bandcamp. But like I said, go to rebelonamountain.com, and you can find all of our avenues of social media on the beautiful website made by Miss
Alana
Monroe.
Yeah.
I would definitely recommend going to a show, though, because as well as their EP album, they also sell these little handmade stuffed whale dolls, which is pretty fantastic. I think I was the first one to buy one, but I think as soon as people find out that this is what they're selling, they're going to sell out pretty quick.
And so you can buy your EP off your website, rebelonamountain.com?
If you go on there, you can either click listen or just go straight to the Bandcamp link, and right there you can purchase it for $5 or more.
Totally. We like to make it easy. You just tell the website what you want to do, and then that happens.
Perfect. Yeah, quick and easy. That's what most people like. Yeah, good for you.
Quick and dirty, right?
Well, guys, I got some good inspiration out of that, you know, and I think you guys can inspire lots of other students on campus. I mean that.
Thanks so much.
And you know, you both seem like you have lots of passion in your voice and drive and motivation, and that's admirable to have.
Definitely.
So thanks for having you guys out.
Yeah, thanks for being so awesome to us.
No problem, just being honest.
I think you guys play another one.
Yeah, we'd love to do one more.
Sure.
This is a song from our EP called Muscles, like the shellfish. we're gonna do it a little bit different. So if anybody out there is listening that knows this song, I hope you enjoy it. Thank you, guys.
Taking all you when you take him back. Of a lifeline, 'cause it controls you. You buy the edges of the cigarette collar. And it rang true. If you vow me in, then I'll spit you out. It was a strong ruse, but I don't know if you're ready now. 'Cause if you're ready now, 'cause little by little I saw you threw your sweetening sheets. Will you climb across again? And it thought through fruits of the garden season now. Season now, season now, season now. And it thought through fruits of the cigarette collar. Cigarette collar, cigarette collar. And it rang true. If you bow me in, then I'll spit you out. I'll spit you out, spit you out. And it was a strong bruise, but I don't know if you're ready now. Ready now, ready now, ready now, little by little I saw. Yeah, through your sweetening sheets. And will you climb across the cave? Yeah, through the cave.
Wow, that was Rebel on a Mountain. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks,
that was
for
amazing.
Us.
Again, yeah, lots of passion in your voices. Again,
yeah.
Christian, what made you move to Canada from Denmark?
I'm over here right now, just studying at UBC, and I just kind of ended up over here. You know, 50% by chance, 50% by wanting to do something crazy and get as far away from home as possible. I love Denmark. I love my family. But, you know, sometimes you just got to put yourself in the deep end.
Great, great. And what would you, just for all the listeners out there, what would you guys say your exact genre is?
Oh, man, the discussions we've had about this. I think probably like folk, alternative kind of...
Tech indie folk.
Yeah.
That's me. Yeah, I like that.
Technical indie folk. A little bit of math pop in there. I don't know if that's true.
I mean, we discussed a little bit of dubstep, I think, right?
Oh, yeah, a bit of hip hop as well.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't know. We're case for everybody.
yeah, appeals to most of all audiences.
Yeah, right. Hopefully, yeah. Totally. Yeah, actually, a quick side note is we keep hearing from people, like fans, they're like, man, like, I've been studying really hard lately, and, you know, you guys have been competing with, like, Kanye lately, you know? We're competing with Drake. I've been turning the Drake off and listening to some Rebel on a Mountain, so we think that's pretty funny.
Good for you. Wow.
Just, like, the weirdest comparison. That's so funny.
it's an impressive comparison, rather, though, right?
Yeah. Well, for some reason, we have... managed to have concerts on the night that Kanye was supposed to be in town. Drake and Beyonce.
And Beyonce, yeah.
So,
it's true.
You know.
And people still
that's
come out.
Competition.
I was going to say, the Electric Isle was full, and that was the night of Beyonce, right?
Yeah, that's true.
You guys are not nearly as good-looking as them, so...
I don't know.
I prefer to wear my halo. You know.
My butt is slightly smaller, but...
How did you guys come up with the name Rebel on a Mountain?
God, I get all the good questions. our friend Zev Tropp from Melbourne, actually, who I worked with at this cafe, really wanted to come up with a name, and he was just kind of like, you should be called, like, the Indie Mountain Social Club, the this, that, this thing, and then finally he just blurted it, and we were like, yeah, that actually sounds really cool, Rebel on a Mountain, let's be that.
That sounds very similar to most success stories, so I look very forward to hearing you guys again in the future.
Yeah,
many
awesome.
Times.
I'm stoked.
Yeah. So yeah, thank you guys very much for being on our show. Look very forward to having you again.
Yeah,
thanks. Chris and Christian, everybody. RebelOnAMountain.com. You can buy their EP there. Thank you very much.
Thanks so much, guys. Yeah, I mean, I gotta tell you, again, like, these guys and Anne, like, they're the reason why we do what we do. They're so much fun. I love that we get to call them our friends and we get to hear their amazing music and kind of just be a part of it. And just even helping them out, right? It's just so great that we get the opportunity to work with them. It's a lot of fun.
Will you marry me?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes. Can I marry the whole... I want to marry all of you, though.
Sure thing.
Yeah.
I'm totally down.
All right. Well, thank you, Rebel on a Mountain. That was a fantastic show. Unless, you know, we still got a little bit of time. Do you want to do one more song? What do you think, Dimitri? Do we have?
I mean, I'm up for it.
If it's a short song, I think we can fit it in there. And then Dimitri, you know, we'll plug in the last of what we need to talk about about BVP.
Yeah, sure.
But you know, you guys,
do you guys have another song you want us?
If you want,
I mean, or we'd love to. Just give us about 30 seconds to tune up here quickly, and we'll get it going.
Can I request a song, or is it already in the works?
Etc.
Oh, you're already playing my favorite song. All right, perfect.
Wow, are you hyping this up, Dimitri? Why don't you describe while they're tuning up?
This is legitimately my favorite song of theirs. It was also, I think, one of the first ones I actually heard, especially full band, when I came to Soundhouse to hear you guys play. You know what? I don't think we've ever had a conversation about what it's legitimately about, but to me, it's just, like, kind of having fun and, like, just... you know, having a good time with your friends and hitting the city and having some good times. I don't know if that's what it's about, but that's...
Yeah, I mean, I think that's probably pretty close. Actually, so my mom back home, she's involved in film, and she's teaching a film class to the high school I went to, and they're making a music video, and they needed to get rights for the music that they had, and our EP had just come out, so they chose this song to make a music video, too.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they actually asked the same question, and I was like, I don't really know, like... I mean, even my interpretation of it is, like, interesting because I didn't write the lyrics myself. But often I think Christian writes lyrics that are inspired by things that even happened to me or other people in the band, which is interesting because, you know, you'll have, like, a life event that you think is fairly, like, catastrophic. And then, like, a few months later, that there will be, like, a tip of the hat to that moment in some song about some culmination of things that have happened to us.
I'm ready for it. My body is ready.
And so will Chris in 2 seconds. We have this tendency of playing in some ridiculously stupid tunings, so it always takes a couple extra seconds to get prepped on stage, but hopefully it'll be worth it.
It's always is that guy? He's a pesky
little Always that guy. Nice B string. All
right. Let's do this.
This song is called Adventure, Adventure.
Against a featherweight, 'cause it's a silent rumor, I'd say. For adventure, adventure. I'll meet you at the northern gate, 'cause it's a silent rumor, I'd say. For a soldier feeling your pain. If our adventure, adventure. You hear it as your elbow shake, 'cause you can hear the whisper set the pace. For adventure, adventure. You're leaning at your corner case, 'cause it's a southern rumor, I'd say. For a soldier feeling your pain. For adventure, adventure. See them in your mind fly away down the stairs. Now the feeling you're acquired. If I say you're the ghost, pretense in my crying, ran away to the cold. Now the feeling was a sign. It falls out.
Woo! All right. Well, thanks for your time, Rebel on a Mountain. That was fantastic. Well, Dimitri, I think you've proven your point with BVP's assortment of talent. There is apparently an abundance of on-campus talent that is to be displayed to the world, really.
Absolutely. And that's what we try to do. We just want to bring it out of UBC and, you know, show people what a lot of these students can do, for sure. And just, again, like, just the fact that all of the acts that we work with are students and have papers and midterms and stuff just like we do is just really amazing. And, you know, being able to go out and see these guys play and, you know, helping them out as well is a lot of fun.
And so, yeah, I guess for just some closing remarks, if anyone wants to check out what we're doing, we always post our events on blankvinylproject.com. Not Black Vinyl Project. We get that a lot. You'd be surprised.
Blank.
Definitely blank, vinyl. It's a little bit more ominous, a little bit more mysterious. but we'd have to ask Ben about what that means because I have no idea. But yeah, blankvinylproject.ca. We post all our events up there. We're also pretty active on Facebook. Mila, our lovely social media coordinator, who I believe is outside listening to us right now, she always posts our events and what we're up to. This coming Wednesday, we're going to be doing a jam session here in the sub, so you can stay posted on Facebook for that. It's actually going to be Christmas themed. Lovely.
so many jingles.
And then on Saturday, just to let people know that we have an office and that there's a jam space available on campus, we're just going to be opening up with a listening party, just do some food and snacks in our office, 119A in the sub, Saturday, I believe, at 2 p.m. And then one of the other events that we're going to be coordinating with and collaborating on is a night with the Philippines, I believe. And that's actually going to be the next time that me and yourself will be in a room together.
Actually, yeah, just so you guys know, A Night with the Philippines is a fundraiser. That's what Dimitri is talking about. And it's...